Rush 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Campaigning in South Carolina ahead of the March 3rd primary in the state, President Biden urging Congress to pass the Senate's bipartisan immigration bill aimed at ending the crisis at the border.
Give me as president the emergency authority to shut down the border until it could get back under control. If that bill were the law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly.
The possible bipartisan deal has come under pressure from Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump, who says passing the bill would be, quote, another gift to the radical left Democrats. Sources in the Biden administration say U.S. negotiators are making progress on a potential agreement under which Israel would pause military operations against Hamas for 2 months in exchange for the release of more than 100 hostages. And down under.
That's it!
Jannik Sinner rallies past Daniil Medvedev to become the Australian Open winner in 5 sets. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The FBI is warning that extortion crimes against teenagers on social media rose 20% from October of 2022 to March of last year over the same period the year before. Boys are often the victims. Suzanne Potter has more.
Scammers will pose as an attractive girl on social media or gaming sites, ask the boy to send nude photos or videos, then threaten to post them online if the victim doesn't pay up. FBI Special Agent Curtis Cox says the threats often cause extreme mental anguish.
Fear of being exposed that way causes these kids to panic. Sometimes they attempt to make the payments, which is a big mistake. It doesn't solve the problem, it only exacerbates it. And unfortunately, oftentimes we see this anxiety lead to self-harm or thoughts of suicide.
The FBI says between October 2021 and March 2023, the feds got more than 13,000 reports of online financial sextortion of minors, involving more than 12,600 victims, which led to at least 20 suicides. Cox asks parents to discuss sextortion with their kids and show compassion if their child has fallen prey.
These kids are victims to criminals who know exactly what to say and what to do to get what they want. If your kid does report this to you, don't judge, don't be angry. Look at them as a victim and help them get the help and the resources that they need to get through this.
Victims can report the crime at 1-800-CALL-FBI or online at tips.fbi.gov. I'm Suzanne Potter. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Marquette wins at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. In men's college basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles beat Seton Hall 75-57. Both teams short of their top shooters due to injuries. Marquette using several players off the bench like Ben Gold, who had 9 points. Up next for the number 14th ranked Golden Eagles, they're on the road Tuesday against Villanova. NBA, the Bucks grounded the Pelicans 141 to just 117. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 30 points, a dozen rebounds. New head coach Doc Rivers introduced at a press conference. Rivers, who led the Celtics to a championship in 2008, was asked about the pressure to do the same here in Milwaukee.
It's interesting, when I took the Boston job, I got a lot of calls from coaches to tell me not to take the job. The expectations would be too unrealistic. And I'm like, what? That's ridiculous. You want to that, and you want expectations, and this team has them.
That's Bucks' new head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hey, everybody. This is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. Todd will be back from his trip around the state on Monday, and we'll round up the weekend in news. Join us from noon to 2.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some patchy fog out there and some clouds as well, but then eventually our skies will turn mostly sunny with highs topping out in the middle 30s, a light southwest wind developing. In the overnight, expect partly cloudy skies, middle 20s, and light winds. Right now it's 28.
President Joe Biden visits Superior, Wisconsin, and you heard it as it happened live during the Todd Allbaugh Show.
We are happy to be here covering President Biden. He is bringing news. $1 billion is going to be awarded here in Superior, Wisconsin. It is part of the infrastructure bill. This bridge is going to be replaced. So vital, not only to the city, but to the region.
News that matters to you and your community. Count on coverage from your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Matt Nair on air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the high school musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 8 till 10 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Good morning. The music of the stars. Flying high with the best music ever. The story of Neil Hefti. One of my favorite tunes was Skyliner. We'll hear from that and Mighty, I mentioned earlier. Oscar-winning score from Dmitri Tiomkin. Not the song, the soundtrack. There's a story there, which I'll tell you. I'm Lou Regani. Good morning, Wisconsin. Statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. And I welcome you aboard our musical merry-go-round. Where anything can happen. Or most anything. He had that hit and a bunch of other ones, and he was involved in some of the Batman music from the TV series, which was really a spoof on the comic book. By the way, Nelson Riddle wrote some great music for that. Central. We'll be right back. That's not Neil Hefti. It's his music.
Hyundai Palace.
That's Bert Camford.
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on and fly with me. Let's fly. Let's fly away. Come fly with me. Let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me. Let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear all the angels cheer, because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon. They say, come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so very near. You might even hear a whole gang of cheers, just because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a cuckoo day. You just say those words and we'll take our birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's so perfect for a flying honeymoon. Oh, babe, come fly with me. Let's fly.
Small bag.
Excuse me, are you... Have you ever been in Schenectady?
No, I never was in Schenectady.
Neither was I. Must have been a couple other guys. But I still have a feeling I've seen your face someplace else.
No, it's always been right here. Top of my neck. Maybe you've seen me on television.
Oh no, I've never been on television. See, is it all right if I join you? I just dropped in for a little drink to settle my nerves before I go to work.
What sort of work do you do?
I'm an airline pilot.
Get to be an airline pilot.
I used to be a bus driver. But I quit. Too many drunks on the road.
What do you fly?
Oh, it's one of those big gray metal things with what's it called sticking out on the side.
Wings?
Oh, you an airline pilot?
No, I've been pretty high in my time. Did
Did you ever have any close calls as a pilot?
Oh, yes, sir, especially since they moved the men's room to the back of the plane.
I was on a flight from New York to L.A. a couple weeks ago, and the plane lost an engine.
Oh, don't worry, it'll turn up. You know, there's a lot of pressure being a pilot, flying way out there high in the air and all, above all those white fluffy things.
Clouds?
You sure you're not a pilot? You know, at the same time, it's quite a sobering thought and a very inspiring feeling to realize that there are hundreds of people on my plane all depending on me. And to that, I happen to hold their lives right in the palm of my hand. I'm flying a 747. I'm flying a 747 to London tonight, and the plane is scheduled to leave precisely 1 hour and 43 minutes ago.
Foster Brooks. Has been restored to its full length. Highly recommended. High and the Mighty, 1954. John Wayne. DC-4 airliner prepares to take off from Honolulu to San Francisco with 17 passengers and a crew of 5. John Wayne is a former captain, a flight veteran. He's haunted by an old air crash. Killed his wife and son. Left him with a permanent limp. Robert Stack is his captain. William Campbell, comedian Wally Brown in a serious role as the flight engineer navigator. And an all-star cast. The song lost to Three Coins in the Fountain on the Academy Awards, but this music made it to number one soundtrack of the year, 1954.
Blind, I'm learning.
Orchestra with Billy Eckstein.
You can keep your feet still while you listen to the king of the vibraharp, the master of the drums, with his all-time big record of Flying Home. It's Lionel Hampton.
More Wisconsin talent from Sturtevant. Lionel Hampton, Flying Home. Spent his formative years in Sturtevant at Holy Rosary Academy, where Sister Petra said, "Lionel, you got to keep practicing. You're a little good musician." Ella. Fitzgerald, that is.
Ready?
Of course, to the anvil-headed Jay Leno. Now, since you're going to be here on kind of a regular basis, is that going to cut down on your traveling?
No, I'll still fly out. Still I'll still be out 4 or 5 nights a week doing that. That's what you do. You try the jokes out on the road, and then you bring them back, and you do them on Monday.
Are you on the... Remember when I traveled this summer, they gave me a... Which I'd never gotten before. The extra mileage or free bonus? What is that?
I'm on the Delta one, the Frequent Survivor program. What happened to this? I mean...
I don't know. They had another incident last night with some plane landing at the wrong airport. It wasn't Delta. It was... whatever it was, they were going into the wrong airport. And somebody said, no, Harry, no.
Well, they had that near...
What are they doing? Following the railroad tracks or something? You know? Is this it?
Well, you know, a lot of this is deregulation. Because you have... You know, you have people flying. It was $80. You have people flying now who used to hitchhike or cling to the bottom of trains to get there. You know, you get on the plane now and it moves people with goats and chickens. Because, you know, it used to be a sophisticated... I remember the old days when you would fly, halfway through the flight, the pilot would come out and he would walk down the aisle
of the
plane.
Greet the passengers.
Now it's like running the gauntlet. You know, he walks out, people...
get in there.
They stay locked in the... But, you know, Delta...
They've had some problems.
Well, they still have the best safety record, I think. I think of all the airlines. But you see, even in the slogans, you know, it used to be Delta, the airline run by professionals. Then I think 2 years ago it went to Delta, we're ready when you are.
Right.
The new slogan, this is the one they've been using, Delta, we get you there. Oh, shut up, sit down.
This tune was originally recorded by Kay Ballard, not Frank. Here's Kay Ballard.
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You
on this near collision with the Continental one. I mean, the only two planes in the sky, they came within 50 feet of each other. You know, You put 10 horses in a corral, they run around, though, they don't bang into each other.
There's a lot of space up there.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well, it's...
Well, the worst are the commuter ones.
I have flown those like you if you play small towns.
Oh, boy, this is...
Without putting any of them down. You don't know that in Minnesota, I once had to fly out of Minnesota, and I called, and they said, you go on Gopher Airlines. Now, not that is, that Minnesota happens to be the Gopher State, and I had forgotten. And I said, I don't want to get on any plane named Gopher. I mean, just... But that's Gopher Airlines.
That's the thing, you know. Those are the kind of airlines that when they do crash, you only hear about it on cable. You know? You know what I mean? They come in with a bulldozer, there's a mass grave, a little headstone. Nobody really... They thought so little of themselves, you know, that kind of... No one really cares. You know, you want to go down on American United or something. Something that's going to make the papers. You know, they're going for a little back thing behind
go
the...
Gopher Airlines, yeah.
It's terrible.
Oh, God. Are you a good flyer? Are you...
I don't mind it. You know, I figure if the pilot's going to go down with me, you know, as long as I know I'm taking him with me. You know? If I'm dead, you're dead.
Well, not the way to look at
that's,
it.
That's my attitude. See, you know, the commuter one, it's not that they're so bad. It's just that they make, you know, so many stops.
Yeah.
You know, most of the time, it's not even regular stops. Just the kind of stops so, like, the pilot can show the plane to his friends. You know, that's... Every time we land, you guys, I kept... Hey, I got it back, you know.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's awful, that. I flew one, boy, what was the one come... I don't want to name, but, boy, this was like stepping in the hole of some kind of flying slave ship, this thing. Bodies piled, all the pilots are lined up in a terminal, they're pumping quarters into the insurance machine.
Well, that's bad when you see the pilot.
You know my biggest fear? I always get stuck in that stupid middle seat.
You know, well, three, there's two on one side and three on the other.
I get stuck between the screaming baby with diarrhea and the octogenarian with halitosis. You know, they look like the three ages of man winging through time.
Music of the Star.
A buzzer took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off his back, but the monkey grabbed his neck and said, now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. The buzzer told the monkey, you were choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free. The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, your story's so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Fly right.
The Smothers Brothers, everybody. The Smothers Brothers.
Thank you. Thank you. That is such a warm welcome. Great setup. And I love watching the old tape. I hope it was interesting to you. Not only have we aged 40 years just like that, it's amazing. It happens when you don't eat your vegetables. But when I look back there, There's so many changes. You know, this is where we did our show, not in this particular studio, but right here at Television City. And there's so many changes.
Well, a lot of changes. Some of that aren't changes is that the morons are still running the country.
It's funny, that punchline will work indefinitely, unfortunately.
But everywhere, you know, every time we get up in the morning, all of us,
we get up together?
We get up, we're not married.
We're not married.
No, but you get up, you turn on the radio, pick up the newspaper, see, tell everything is politics. Politics, 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 national politics. It's been going on for, like, particularly about 4 or 5 years, but I looked up the word. I looked up the word politics, and I thought it was important. Politics comes from the Greek root poly, meaning many, and tix, meaning blood-sucking parasites.
Why are you laughing? That's not funny, but it's food for thought.
But let's get off the politics. Craig is, I understand, is a new pilot, and
you're a new pilot.
Which is
you fly?
That's so great because Dickie and I were up just in Santa Barbara last night. We flew in this morning from Santa Barbara. Instead of driving, I said, "Dad, I'll fly." So I've been flying for I'm pilot 38 years. I'm instrument
rated. That's not
true. A lot of it's true, Dick. Let me finish this song. So I ran a Cessna, a little Cessna 172. We flew in from San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, around to fly. What a beautiful morning this day. And Dickie said, fly over. We went to a high school in the valley, and we flew over the valley.
You flew to a high school?
You said fly over Verdugo Hills.
That's not true.
A lot of it's true. The point is that when you're in commercial airlines, you're 20,000, 30,000 feet.
What are you talking about?
Let me finish the thought. And you see so much, but in a small plane, like when we were flying just a little Cessna flying into Van Nuys Airport, and it was beautiful. And if you have a chance to get in a small plane and see
it. What is your point?
I said, you enjoyed the flight over there.
I did. No, it's not true.
Yes, you did. You got air sick.
I did not get air sick.
Yes, you did.
No. I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about?
I flew you over here.
You didn't. You're not a pilot. It's important. You can't fly an airplane unless you train first and become a qualified pilot.
I'm instrument rated.
No, you're not. Start with the first thing you're not. You're not a pilot. You are not a pilot.
Then why'd you go up with me?
You're not a pilot.
Leave it alone.
What are you talking about? Tom, you're just telling everybody yourself. Why is it so important these people believe you're a pilot?
It's not important.
Then why did you go to all that effort to make it up?
Didn't take any effort.
That's a figure of speech. First of all, I'll grant you this. You've flown. But as a passenger for over 50 years, and I'll give you this, you're a frequent flyer, but a lot of us are frequent flyers out there, right? Every time you sign up, you're a frequent flyer. And no matter, get this, listen to this, it's very important. No matter how many miles you accumulate, they do not upgrade you to pilot.
Okay, you got me. So I'm not a pilot, but there's a lot of people that aren't pilots.
That's right, but why did you come out here and say you're a pilot? What possessed you to come out here on Craig's show and say, oh, I'm a pilot?
I don't know. I just didn't recall not being a pilot.
You mean you forgot you weren't a pilot?
No, I didn't recall not being
a pilot. Well, what's the difference? What's the difference? You forget, you recall, you...
No, it's the same difference between Alzheimer's and amnesia.
Wait a minute, why'd you come out here and lie to everybody about this?
I already said I'm not a pilot.
No, I said you're not a pilot.
I agree.
Begrudgingly, you admitted it.
Why are you kicking a stick with a dead horse? I'm not a pilot.
Tommy, the phrase is beating a horse with a dead stick, so use it right or leave it alone. The point is, you lied.
What?
My brother lied to you, and I want to know why. Why'd you come out here and lie?
National policy. Anyway, this is the first time we've done Greg's show. We are very happy to be here. We are the Smothers Brothers. I know a lot of people when we walked out here that recognized right away, of course, we're not the original Smothers Brothers. And believe me, those boys would have loved to have been here, but they passed away in 1969.
That plane.
Well, I was right. You are a sentimentalist.
Here you are. I don't know what you're talking about.
What you just did for Laszlo. That fairy tale you invented to send Ilse away with him. I know a little about women, my friend. She went, but she knew you were lying.
Anyway, thanks for helping me out.
I suppose you know this isn't going to be very pleasant for either of us, especially for you. I'll have to arrest you, of course.
As soon as the plane goes, Louis.
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh. Just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say, I love you. On that you can rely. Fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time.
Francis Halbert, Herman Hupfeld wrote that, 1931. What a story behind it. No time to tell it right now. Here's some local talent, Jack and Jill Grassel.
The snow came down, covered all the town that winter night. The wind was cold, yet our hearts were bold. That winter night, while walking home, our noses turned from red the bone that winter night. But when your lips met mine for the very first time, they tasted right. Deep in the drifting snow, I felt your glow melting all my lonely fears as we fell in love on the best winter night in years.
Flamingos fly. You
the place where flamingo.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.